This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
International labour bodies have released a scathing report on efforts of the Bangladesh government to improve conditions for garment workers. The government had promised to take action after the horrendous Rana Plaza accident of April 2013, in which 1,200 workers were killed and some 2,500 were injured. It promised to implement the provisions of a sustainability compact, which outlined what had to be done to improve the wages, working conditions, and safety of the country's 4 million garment workers. Most of the workers are women. The compact was developed by the International Labour Organization, the ILO, the European Union, and the government of Bangladesh. For the most part, the provisions of the compact, according to labour bodies, have not been implemented. The review of the compact's application was conducted by the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, and the Global Union Federations Industrial and Uni. One of the major criticisms leveled by the labour organizations is that the Bangladeshi government has not done enough to revise its labour laws to meet international labour standards as set by the ILO. The review does say that the registration of unions has increased. However, union leaders are subject to violent attacks and being fired for their union work. Employers are refusing to bargain with the new unions. As well, the government has not hired enough safety inspectors to inspect the country's 3,500 garment factories. The review by the labor organizations also points to the lack of job training for the survivors of the Rana Plaza disaster. 92% of the surviving workers, almost all women, remain without a job. Meanwhile, a fund established to compensate the victims and families of the workers who died is $23 million short of its goal. Only $17 million of the $40 million needed has been paid by the corporations that had clothes made in the Rana Plaza factory. This is Seymourie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.